And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Oh, Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is the Zip Heads instead. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Right.
That was the Zip Heads, all the way from Snorburns, as part of our Between the Wars super special when we're playing our favourite songs from the last 6 months, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
That's right, and that's from their latest album, Z2 Rampage, which is out on Bomber Music. I realise I'm sounding a bit like Stephen Wright when he's a DJ. But this is going to be, I think, the first ever Punky Radio when we've both, at the end of each brilliant, thought about, should we just turn it down a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're brilliant, the Zip Heads, and I'm really sorry the Zip Heads, and this goes for all the other bands this week as well, but I don't think I'm going to be getting too excited about anything.
No.
We're under pressure, are we?
Nah. It's been a tough week.
It has. Listen, make sure that you visit the Zip Heads Facebook page, Tony, which is...
facebook.com/thezipheadsuk
facebook.com/zipheads probably is that one. Tony Neil, haha, I'm winning and then I'm happy again. I'm just like, I'm tragic, aren't I? Can't find my car keys, though.
Oh really?
That's a bit of a mare. Yeah. So the Zip Heads are brilliant. Make sure you do. We are Between the Wars. We've done Christmas, we've got New Year to come. Things aren't going so well for us, are they, Tony?
They really
what's that for you?
The 26th and 27th, which was the day before yesterday and yesterday, I had two different migraines.
Oh, man, migraines at Christmas.
It's rubbish. I mean, I lasted out Christmas Day and woke up the next day, Boxing Day, and migraine. And that went away, and then the day after, another migraine.
But you said you've got a theory, haven't you? You got a theory about them.
So, yeah, we were drinking a different kind of, like, not cheap champagne, but not the most expensive carver, and I had it twice, and I've had two migraines. So I am starting to think it's something to do with cheap nasty booze.
Well, I just think it's fantastic that you think you might be allergic to booze, and that's why you're getting headaches. Yeah. It's just fabulous. Because when you told me, I thought, yeah, I'm definitely allergic to cheap booze, because I had a skinful of it yesterday.
Yeah, how you doing?
At my party. Well, you were having a migraine, I was having a party. Mm. And and then when the party wrapped up, we had an afternoon. I was sensible. I didn't have one of these when it goes late into the night and the police come round. Mm. I might be talking to you about the police later on in the show. there's been stuff going on around it.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. But so what I did was I had a civilised drinks evening from 5 until 9. And then we went round the pub when it suddenly unravelled and wasn't civilised anymore, and it was all a bit mad and crazy. And then we came back here, a few more of us than maybe should have done, and then I woke up at 25.
All right.
Everyone gone, and I can't find my car keys.
Is your car there?
No, I've got stuff to do today as well. I had a lot of fun. And I didn't have a headache, but I think I might be allergic to a certain sort of wine, Tony.
It was probably one of the... Look for your bottle, see if you've got any kind of cheap carver. What was probably that?
I think it's fantastic that you've got such expensive taste that if anyone dares to put anything past your lips that isn't of the highest quality, it'll lead to a migraine. You should check your mattress for peas, by the way.
I've come a long way since I've eaten burgers out of tins.
You will have, haven't you? God. Right then. So, yes. We would normally talk about additional material and stuff, but I don't think I'm going to get through very much this week, to be honest, Tom.
Nah.
I think we should just get on with the next track. So, what we're doing here is that I'm doing four of my favourites and you're doing four of your favourites.
Yes.
And I've reversed the way we did it last time. So, I'm introducing the first two, then you'll introduce and back announce two, and then we'll have a new track for this week, and then you'll introduce and back announce two, and then I'll introduce the last two. All right,
that sounds fine.
And a bit of symmetry, Tone.
Yeah, you gotta love
it, even though I'm under pressure. Yeah. So next up, a band we played earlier this year, of course all of these bands we played earlier this year, we didn't play this track that long ago, but I just really like it and I really like the band. I talk of course about Faintest Idea, Tony.
Lovely.
Kingsley, what are we calling this? Scarcore punk?
Definitely scar something.
There's a lot of scar in it. Mm. A lot of scar in it. A lot of sort of bouncy scar and top-notch punk. Great songs. Very, very political. From the album Increasing the Minimum Rage, Tony.
Mm.
What is Faintest Idea's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/faintestidea?
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie being the internet one. I should point out as well that because of how I'm feeling, I've not gotten a lot of trouble with finding the band's websites this week. They're all Facebook.
Okay.
I just got on there and kept typing in their names, basically. So you should do all right. Anyway, this is the Quite Marvellous, Circling the Drain.
And what's that you're reading?
Karl Marx.
Surely you're not a communist.
Do I have to be a communist to read Karl Marx?
That's a valid answer. Well, if you're not a communist, what are you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I dislike all forms of governments, 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 of governments.
Protections, constricting out the line, building up the straw man while you run the world dry, and it's a conflict of interest. Seek and ye shall find, there are growing number with an axe to grind. Hey, hey. When now the cycle starts again, hey, hey, to watch it burning like the flame. Hey, hey, the straw man shoulder all the blame, while we're just circling the drain. Witching up
22. Surprise assault. There's no defense. Collateral damage. Victims of circumstance. There's no chance.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Great and faintest idea. They're playing Manchester Punk Festival next year, and it would be good if we could get along, wouldn't it?
It would. What is it, April? Is it April?
April, May, yeah. We'll check. We'll check close to the time, but it looks brilliant. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook,
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frank Boyle.
Hey, just before you start, Tone, I have the news on quietly while we're making punky, so I see any headlines that come up. And there's one that's really concerned me that came up just now because I misread it. And it says middle-aged health crisis. Well, obviously, I am middle-aged now, you know, sort of. You can't say you're not. And I'm prone for a health crisis. You're approaching middle age, Tone, and you're a one-man health crisis. But the thing is, I misread it and thought it said middle ages health crisis. I went, oh my God, what's happened to United Kingdom? Have we all got the plague? Jesus, that was close. That would explain your migraines.
Yes.
Plague, Tony.
Well, I would first be the plague rather than the cheap carver. At least it's a good reason. Cheap carver is such a bad excuse for a headache.
It is, isn't it? Whereas plague.
Plague, much better.
Yeah. Dropsy. You got dropsy.
Yeah.
Right, come on then.
Right, so yeah, thanks for your Facebook comments. Do get in touch. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, do get in touch. Right, got two this week.
Brilliant.
Chris Evans has been in touch.
The Chris Evans?
No, well, yes.
He is the Chris Evans. To be other ones.
He says, not my good arm, salute you. We did, of course, play them a few weeks ago, so thank you very much.
Yeah, they're great, not my good arm. We like them a lot. Yeah.
Jim Cannon.
Happy New Year to you, Chris Evans.
Happy Chris year.
Happy Chris Evansmas.
Jim Cannon-Murler's been in touch.
Jim Cannon-Murler.
He says, thanks for the shout out. You guys rock. Here's an FB link for Southtown Squad. Southtown Sound, real close to meeting their goal.
Brilliant.
It is on the page. You go to our Facebook page, it is on there.
I hope we can help. Yeah, you'll have to go back in time a couple of weeks to find out about that. But do check out that. Look, just go to our Facebook page and check out the link while you're leaving comments and that.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's and Jim Cannamella rocked, because he is Jim Cannamella.
When did we first hear? It was a long time ago. Long time ago
when
we heard
when
Jim.
Did we first hear from Jim Cannamella?
6 years?
I met him in 2009, didn't I?
Right, or was it when you went across?
When I went across, Tony, to the other side, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was 2009 I went there, I think. Yeah.
That's it.
So we'd known him before that, so. Yeah, blimey.
Yeah.
Time fly.
Doesn't it?
Oh, blimey. We're not getting any younger. Is that it for Facebook?
That's it, yeah.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la.
I'll never tire of that tongue.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. Well, you've got more to say now then. You've got to crack on.
Yes. So, it was, past 6 months, we played some extremely good music. A few tracks stood out, and it will be more obvious as we go on, but The first band we're going to play is a band I've seen live. Pizza Tramp from the good old south of Wales. We saw them supporting...
Oh, I was there with you.
You were. We
I
were
was there with
together.
You.
At the Doghouse only a couple of months ago. If not, or a month ago.
Sorry.
So they... it's Portage Wonk Unit along with the Reverends. Really like them. It's kind of hardcore thrash punk with a cheeky grin.
With a fantastic sense of humour, and I think we discussed, we really liked how, well, I really liked how the lead singer would turn around and said, "What did you say? Let's play this one at a medium tempo."
Yep, and they're all quite quick. I like it, and also they supported Wonk Unit, and they're in a Wonk Unit video as well, which is just after this. But first up, Pizza Tramp. This is a song called Queen of England. But Paul, what is their Bandcamp page?
Because I've done their Facebook. Yeah, don't matter. What is their Bandcamp page? Oh, blimey. Mm. All right then, Tony. I think their Bandcamp page is pizzatramp.bandcamp.com.
It is.
Yes. Oh, so what does that make it, Tony?
I think it is 3-1 to you.
No, it can't be. It's only the third song, mate.
2-1 to you.
There you go. It's like you ain't been listening to me say it for fucking years. That makes it... What does that make it, Tony? It makes it...
Paulie B in the Internet 2, Tony 1. And this is Queen of England.
Assist.
Your Pratt answers the door to me. Baller. Eagles!
We are the England. We're sick pale fucks with wonky teeth. Drags who clad venomous mugs. That's right, we live on an island. United Kingdom.
That shows you how I live.
Down the pub,
it's a shame.
Cups of tea.
Cups of tea.
They say the rancid bite of an Englishman contains more cholera and dysentery than a third world river. United Kingdom. Propaganda for breakfast and dinner in the Standard and the Metro. Propaganda in
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence there. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Reds, me. That was Wonk Unit and We Are the England from their, I think it's from Mr. Splashy.
It's from Mr. Splashy.
And of course, the video for We Are the England featured Pizza Tramp.
Oh, did it really?
It did.
I haven't seen the video.
Oh, it's good.
I hope you noticed what I did there, that I played Queen of Ringland and then We Are the England.
I like it.
Yeah, thanks.
And they gigged together, they've toured together with the recent tour. Great band. And Wonk Unit, of course. Wonk Unit goes without saying. Again, a band I've seen live.
We're Wonkers.
Brilliant, yeah. Wonk Unit band.
We love the Unit.
We love the Wonk. I even bought their album, Nervous Racehorse.
Recently. Oh,
yeah. I thought I'd play around with the iTunes and first album I buy is Nervous Racehorse. Great album.
Well done, you.
Thank you. And I was missing Wonk Unit out of my life, I realised. So what is their website?
WonkUnit.com.
It is. That is Paul of the Internet 2-3. Tony 1.
You don't like being put on the spot, do you? You didn't even thank yourself. You thank yourself for the beds, but not what was playing underneath us right now. It is brilliant. It is brilliant. Yeah. It's all right, Tony. There's no more pressure before song 6.
Okay.
You'll be all right. So anyway, I was about to say, now what did you do last week?
Right. So in the run up to Christmas, I had to retile my bathroom floor. No, we grout it. Because the grout was cracked in the shower, so you can't really let water get in it too much. So I thought I'll do it now. So I was pretty much doing that up to Christmas Eve, along with trying to get the presents sorted. So it was a bit hectic, but I didn't want to be working over Christmas. So I did that. Christmas Day, spent at my sister's, and then I've been pretty much in a migraine hell since then.
Hell, man.
What did you do?
Well, I'm just... Well, everything went all right. You know, like Christmas Eve, went out around a few pubs, had a good time. Christmas night, I had a friend round, cooked Christmas dinner after doing a shift in the warehouse on Christmas Day, Tony.
Of course, yeah.
Which was murderously busy.
I thought it was
going to be quiet, yeah. It was a nightmare. And then Boxing Day, everything went all right, really. Had a quiet day, Tony. Got a few things done. Prepared Punky Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and got a load of stuff for the party that I had the next day. Got a load of stuff, right? And couldn't get anywhere near the house. So I didn't bring the heavy stuff in because the on-street parking is always an issue on my road.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get anywhere near the house to carry the heavy stuff. So I waited. I had to wait until night time to then drive the car nearer to my house. And I parked it outside my next door but one neighbour, right? To then unload this stuff to go and get it in. And the minute I parked it up, my next door neighbour, the bloke who'd put the no parking sign on his house illegally, comes running out and starts having a massive go at me and telling me I've got to move my car because he's shouting at me on behalf of the neighbour. It's not even the person who's I'm in front of.
Like, yeah.
There's a gap outside his house, it's fine. And he starts having a go. I said, look, mate, I'm getting some stuff in, and by the way, I can park where I like. He immediately, when I wouldn't do what he said, got angry and violent and aggressive and went to punch me through my car window, but changed his mind at the last minute and just stuck his finger in my mouth instead. Right? Well, I had to phone the police.
Jesus.
Because he said, if you don't move it, I'm not responsible for my actions. I went, look, that's assault, mate. He goes, it's your word against mine. He's going mental. And the only thing that I think stopped me getting a kick in was his missus coming out and not dragging him away, but calling him away and calming him down a bit. I was going, just parking my car. It's like, just parking my car, Tony.
Jesus.
So anyway, so I'd phone the fuzz, and at some point they're going to come round for a chat with me and hopefully have a chat with him and say, listen, mate, people are allowed to park where they want on this street and you've got to stop having a go at them, because I don't think I'm the first person who's gone mental at.
Don't start pointing your finger at people's mouths.
I know, it was really weird. It was weird, Tony.
You didn't have hoops on?
No.
Oh. I mean,
the thing, yeah, that's the thing. He might have tetanus now.
Yes, exactly.
Because I might have scraped a bit of skin off. You know, I was surprised, Tony.
Well, yeah, you didn't expect it.
I really didn't expect it at all. So, anyway, all joking aside, I was quite shaken up, but now I just find the whole thing hilarious. I mean, it's like, what the fuck? you know. Anyway, so that was Boxing Day. Right, and then I told you about the party, which is why we're not feeling too special now. So I might as well crack on with the next song, shall I?
Yes, go for it.
All right, so From the Vaults this week is the opposite of what we normally do in From the Vaults. When From the Vaults, we normally play an old song, but because all the other songs we play are the ones we played before, I've picked a new song this week, Tony. And every band, by the way, that we're playing this week is from the United Kingdom, except for the band From the Vaults, who are from Finland.
Right.
And I do like my Finland, Tony. We like our Finnish music, going all the way back to Sweatmaster and the such like. But punky radio and Finnish alternative music have a, shall we say, a close friendship. Yeah. And there's a band called Scarecrow that happened to my attention. And they're a horror punk stroke hardcore band from a small town or village in Finland, Tony, the like of which I've never heard of and I haven't written down, but it's only a little place.
Right.
So mate, it's like every single place in Finland seems to have one cracking band from it. It's amazing. I realise the nights are long.
Yeah.
But they're all learning instruments and they're learning them well, Tony.
Yeah.
So anyway, band called Scarecrow. They've got an album out right now, which I think is called something like Destructors of the Year 4000 or something like that. Right. But again, I misread it. And the thing is, there's two ways to do that, depending on pronunciation. They're either Destructors from the Year 4000, and I might have got the structure a bit wrong, it's something like that. Destructors from the Year 4000, or Destructors of the Year 4000. That's what was making me like, it's Decimators. Decimators of the Year 4000.
Right.
And I thought, I'd love to be at that awards ceremony. Just to see how many Decimators showed up to find out whether they'd got the title.
That'd be lovely.
But it's Decimators of the Year 4000, Tony. What is Scarecrow's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Scarecrow Finland.
It is.
Ooh.
Tony 2, Paulie Internet 3, and this is Horror of the Beach Party.
You have a good time, this is a hell ride. We'll be right back.
listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the biz this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Scarecrow, Horror of the Beach Party. We will be playing another Scarecrow track in the new year, Tony.
Wow, it's a long way away.
It's not so far now. A lot really of people need to get 2016 out of the way. We'll maybe talk about that in a little while.
Yeah.
But first, have you got any gigs for us?
I do, yeah.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Say it quietly.
Right. Yes, our last gig guide of the year. Thanks for your gigs this year. If you do have some starting from the new year, do let me know. Tony@punkyradio.com. Who's playing? Where are they playing? How much is to watch them play? Doesn't have to be in the UK. It is international. Doesn't have to be a particular venue. Just let me know. John from the Beach Boys has been in touch.
Has he really?
Yeah, a good month ago.
Hello, John. And just before you get going, John very kindly gave me a burnt CD copy of the new vinyl album they brought out. It's really good.
Ah, excellent.
It's really good. I didn't expect the recorded tracks to be as well recorded as they were, because they were done so long ago and presumably not on the most expensive equipment and all that, but I don't know whether the remastering's just been a really, really good job on it. There's some live tracks towards the end which don't sound too great, but the vast majority of it is absolutely brilliant.
Oh, bro.
And we will be playing their rudest ever song in the new year.
Oh, excellent.
That's saying something.
Well, they say they started gigging, so that you sent me a list of the tour dates.
Oh, right.
I think it's the last one coming up, which is tomorrow, 29th. So I'll get the show up today so people have some time. 29th, Alley Cat, which is opposite the late great 12 Bar. So I assume that would be Denmark Street, maybe.
Oh, I saw Limousine there.
Yeah?
It's a really nice little venue. It is a little venue, though.
Okay.
Yeah. You just go, it's not obvious, it's down some steps. It is opposite where the 12 Bar was. So you go down some steps to it. It's brilliant, really good venue.
Cool. The Denmark Street, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, if you're around on the 29th, which I'm guessing is Thursday, I'm losing track of days. Well, yes, do check that out, please, boys. Highly recommended. And that is it. That's all I've got.
Well, do you know what? It's valid. And that can...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh, we said it quietly. Right then. Well, Tony, you've got to do more talking now.
Oh, is it that time again?
Is that time again?
Right, let me just put my little notepad there. All right, okay. Right, another band I saw live this year.
Have you written it down?
Of course I have. No, I've just got the websites written down.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry, I thought, oh my God, you've gone old school.
No. God, no. Yeah, so another band I saw this year. Friends of the show, Ewan Fox. We saw these in the centre of town. And again with you.
Yeah, and I've seen them twice because I saw them at Rough Trade as well.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we saw them, I can't remember what it was called, but it was in the centre of town. Ewan Fox,
We're not from London.
Not from London, yeah.
Yeah, we are from Nottingham, I should say. We're not from. There's too many not from's going on here.
So they were in the Smears. It's Colette and Natalie.
Colin, sorry.
So they are two piece now. Very good. We've played quite a few songs from them over the year. This is one we played back in September. So. Again, what is their place?
Well, you think they benefit very much from having a particular sort of lead guitar, don't you?
What, Tony playing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think they benefit very much from that. I don't think they need it.
No. When we saw them live, I just think, well, I'd only heard one of the stuff we'd played and two it on CD. So when they played, I didn't wonder how it worked, but it worked fine.
Worked really well, yeah. They're great live. They're good live.
I did change my tune. Well done. It could still have it. I'm just saying. I've got a day in the week free. Anyway, what is their Facebook page?
Is it facebook.com/U1Fox?
It might be.
It is, because I had it written down ready to go.
Alright. Yeah, so that is I think it's Paulie B3 Tony 3.
No.
Is it not?
That makes it 4-2, doesn't it?
Oh, is it 4-2?
It makes it 4-2.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I am right. You're losing it, man.
There you go. So this is Ewan Fox and Throw Down Your Weapons.
Throw down your weapons.
closing in on you. Watch out, Tommy, they're following your tracks. If you don't disappear, find a knife in your back.
Mongolo.
Lost on the line and my head's on fire.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia right now. Thanks to me for doing such a spiffing job of the beds and not so good job at talking. But that was The Witch Doctors with No Pain No Gain. I haven't seen this band live, but I was going to do the shows from July, and I like this song. I mean, it's a great song. I would happily see them live. They're from South London. That's all I know about them, but they are great. What is their Facebook page?
Is it facebook.com/witchdoctors?
It is.
Yeah, because I might have had it written down. I was doing it. I forgot.
All right.
Sorry, Tony. 40 minutes at 5, Tony. Look, man, I'm going to win this week, but look, we'll call it a draw anyway. We're just doing it for fun, all right?
That's
just for fun this week.
Okay.
Like, cool. It's for anything not other than fun normally, but yeah. Yeah, Witch Doctors, brilliant, aren't they? They don't half rock, don't they? They're kind of
really good.
Rock and blues and garage all thrown into one.
Yeah,
absolutely brilliant album. Well, is the album called Evil Eye?
could be.
I think the album's called Evil Eye. A great album. Make sure you do check them out. Right, and relatively well back announced, Tony.
Nearly there. I'm wearing my retainers at the minute, so I'm a little bit lispy.
Well, you've got through it now. That's the important
Yay.
Thing.
Yay.
Right, look, rather than saying, talking about what we're going to do this week, because it's New Year's Eve and we're hoping you're well enough, I might go to that Bamalama sing-song thing in town that I've been on about before, which is when they have a band on stage that play instrumental versions of all your favourite songs and just everyone in the room sings them. It does sound like a right laugh.
Where's that?
Can't remember.
All right.
It's in the middle of the city somewhere.
Right.
But I don't think it's ticket. I think you just go down there.
Okay.
It just looks brilliant. But yeah. So I might do that. Have you got any plans?
We're going to a concert on New Year's Eve at the concert hall, just like classical music.
Oh, right.
Kind of gala thing. Yeah. The culture. I think that's it, really.
Is that just so you can avoid a migraine by hanging around with posh people?
Yes, I shan't be drinking. I'll be having proper wine and not none of this £6 carver nonsense.
Sure, that will help.
I think we ought to, unless you've got something for the last... Have you got something for the last bit?
No.
All right, well, look, we'll do this in two parts then, because there do seem to have been a lot of people died in 2016, Tony.
Absolutely rubbish.
And there's still time for one more, I reckon.
The day is young. The year is young, yeah.
I thought Rick Parfitt was the last one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rick Parfitt from Status Quo, and who was a proper rocker and has been described as one of the best ever rhythm guitar players. Now, I hadn't really considered that.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. But then, he only got a day of everyone going, oh no, what about Rick Parfitt? Well, George Michael popped his blogs.
53.
Made famous George Michael by the Mac Lads, who successfully rhymes George Michael with menstrual cycle. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right. I believe they were the first band ever to do so.
Right, probably.
It's groundbreaking. Yeah, that was a bit of a shock, wasn't it? Although saying that, Rick Parfitt, people didn't know he'd had a long illness, did they? So then he just died. But it wasn't a shock. But then everyone was shocked that George Michael died. But has it come out about what they think he died of yet?
It was heart failure, I think.
Heart failure, which sounds about right. He had done a bucket of drugs. He
really had.
In his life.
He did crash into a shop at one point, didn't he, as well?
He did crash into a shop. I think it would be fair to say he led a full life.
Yes.
He led a full life. And it also has come out about the incredible charity donations that he made.
Apparently so, yeah.
And some huge amounts of money that he gave to charities down the years. And also, there was one story about he had a meal one night and he got talking to the waitress, and she was a student nurse who he discovered had a student loan and was in debt. So he gave her a £5,000 tip.
Yeah.
Brilliant. He will be missed, won't he, George Michael? I think he will. I mean, a lot of them, obviously. All of these people. The thing is, every single rock star that dies is some favourite rock star or pop star, aren't they? So they're devastated. The rest of us look on in sort of shock and horror. Other people, I think it means more to some people than others. So Rick Parfitt and George Michael dying is very sad, but it didn't mean that much to me personally.
No.
A lot of people like Bowie at the start of the year.
Yeah. A lot of people about George Michael, which really, really liked him on Facebook. I mean, that wasn't my era, I guess.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, I think one more before New Year. What do you reckon?
Well, but also, there's called Carrie Fisher last night.
Oh, she's gone as well, has she?
Yeah, she went last night.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah.
So she went the same day as, was it, what's she called, Liz Smith, was it?
Yes, yeah.
So yesterday was Actress Day, was it?
Yes.
It's incredible, isn't it? Oh,
we haven't had Politician Day yet all year, so, you know.
Yeah, I know, that's a bit sad, really.
Oh.
Because yeah, there's a few who could be lined up.
It has been a terrible year for it.
It really has. I still think there's time for one more. We'll discuss it next week, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hope no one does go, but, you know.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
And it was this time last
anyway,
year.
Anyway, what are we doing this week? So that's it. So what are you doing this week? Well, I'm going to be monitoring celebrity death.
Exactly.
It is mental.
It is.
All right, then, should we do another song?
Yep, let's do that.
Which actually sums up what's been going on this year quite well. A band called Hands Off Gretel, all the way from South Yorkshire, Tony.
Wow.
We played a couple of Hands Off Gretel tracks over the last 6 months. This was the first one we played. They go back to that sort of Riot Girl, Elves and Daisy Chainsaw sort of deal. Really, really good. And and we played this song, and just everyone who heard it, people go, "Oh wow, that's amazing! It's a brilliant song." So I thought, well, we have to play it again. What is Hands Off Gretel's Facebook page, Tony?
facebook.com/HandsOffGretel.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paul B Internet 5, and this sums up the year quite well. This is Oh Shit. Listen to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hands Off Gretel. And oh shit. We have cheered up a bit bizarrely now we've spoken about death.
We have. Yeah.
We're not quite right. Have you got a twat?
I haven't, no.
Oh, so we're ending the year on a low.
Exactly.
Well, you better go through it because I've got a twat.
Okay. Yeah, we very nearly made it to the end of the year with a run of twats, but it was not to be. So, if you do have a twat to nominate for the new year, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. No one even twatted death this year. No one even twatted the year itself. But,
they didn't. Well, you know, I would be happy to twat the year.
I would be quite happy to twat the year.
But why don't we do that? Because as far as my neighbour goes, just a couple of extra things about my neighbour.
Okay, go on.
Him saying about this whole parking thing. He has left notes on my car before, asking me not to park in front of his house, right? Which I've just ignored, right? But also, The thing about him not being able to park outside his house or his neighbour's house, that'll be fine, except that him and his missus, they've got two cars. So one of their cars is always parked outside someone else's house, notably mine. They are, you know, and I just don't say anything about it. But, so anyway, he very nearly got a twatting here, as I did the other night, actually.
Yeah.
But we have decided instead that I think we're going to twat death. We're going to twat 2016.
Yeah.
I think it deserves a good punch on the nose.
Yeah. So, for mainly the countless celebrity deaths, and I'm highlighting David Bowie, Alan Rickman, Carrie Fisher now.
Prince.
Lemmy just missed it. It was this time last year for Lemmy.
Yeah.
It's just been a bad year.
Not just that, when you think about, I mean, I know I didn't mind that much, but you know, Brexit's happened, Trump's happened. Yeah. There's all the just turmoil across the world as people come to terms with the fact that it's turning on its head.
The post-truth world we now live in.
It's a post-truth world, is it now, Tony?
Post-truth, apparently, yes.
You're saying it's now a lies world?
That's what they're saying.
And who's saying that?
Oh, you know, them.
The people that lost. Because I'd say it's been the most honest year in ages.
Yeah?
There's nothing more honest or certain than death and taxes.
Yeah, well, that is true.
And there's nothing more honest than the working classes giving politicians a punch on the fucking nose. I think it's a finally truth. I failed to see, I think, say post-truth, but everything that went on with Blair and everything that went on with Cameron and Osborne, everything that's gone on with everyone else, how anyone has got the nerve to say everyone was telling the truth until this year. Right.
That is true.
I think 2017 will be the post-hypocrisy. We're now in a post-hypocrisy era. How about that?
Like it.
Right then. Anyway, go for it.
So, as mentioned, 2016, it's been a bit horrible year. You are certainly...
it's a twat. Yeah, you did that little...
Yeah, I did a little bit. I'm not very well.
I'd have done it. So, for being an absolute nightmare and leading to loads of celebrity deaths and a breakup in the world order, 2016 from Time is a twat. There we go. Last track this week, Tone.
Okay.
Sums it all up quite well. Not mucking about. Limousine, the band I saw down at the Alley Cat after wanting to have seen them for years. Massive friends of the show. This enders everything they do, including this track, which is an outtake of the new album they're bringing out. And they sent us this. I think we were the only people that got this. This was done especially for Punky, basically. And Limousine are great. And hello to Limousine, Limadine, and everyone else in the band and friends, because I bet some of their friends as well. Brilliant band. Absolutely great. Can't wait for the new material in 2017, which is, of course, post-hypocrisy. Tony, what is Limousine's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Limousine.
Facebook.com/Limousine Band. But in a bizarre twist of fate, that does whatever the scores were before, even it up to an excellent 4.5 each. Well done, Tony. We've ended the year on a draw. How fitting.
Lovely.
It's not quite right. That is
not really.
It's like that's why I said it couldn't be post-truth, because I was obviously going to lie about the score. So, anyway, this is the brilliant Satan Sick Balls. We'll be right back.
down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this show and indeed 2016, thank the Lord.
Yep.
Tony, maybe you could just mention the internet stations that carry this show.
We're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, andra.se. And we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
Yeah, thanks to the stations that carry the show, and thanks to the people who listen online. Thanks to everyone who listens, everyone who has contributed this year. Thanks to all the bands and the labels that have helped us once again to keep Punking Radio going for another year. We can now finally lay these 12 months to rest. Say bye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Ahoog, ahoog.
Bunch of guns! Bunch of guns, yeah!